Jesus, Savior, pilot me. Over life's tempestuous sea, unknown ways before me roll, hiding rock and treacherous shoal. Chart and compass come from Jesus, Savior, pilot me. As a mother stills her child, thou canst hush the ocean wild, boisterous waves obey thy will. When thou sayest to them, be still, wondrous sovereign of the sea, Jesus, Savior, pilot me. When at last I near the shore, me and the peaceful rest, then while leaning on thy breast, may I hear thee say to me, fear not, I will pilot thee. Jesus, Savior, pilot me.
O Lord, my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe display.
Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee.
How great thou art, how great thou art, then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art.
Hallelujah! Jesus is soon coming back. I love that. I love to remind myself of that. But the soon when it comes to Jesus has been now for 2,000 years because he told his disciples, I'm coming back soon. So we do not really know when he'll come back except we should expect him to come. And over the last week, I listened to some interesting stuff that is happening all over the world. With all the fraud and the proof going on of the fraud, this thing that is happening now, this God opening the floodgates of proof of the corruption, it's not only in America, it's all over the world. So this is what God is exposing. Like one prophet said, if Trump would have won the election on November the 3rd, then the corruption would have continued. It has to be exposed. Many, many, many nations have used these machines where they can manipulate the ballots on what side, on who's supposed to win. They have them and they use them. But this time in America, I heard something interesting. The vote was so overwhelming for Trump that the machines couldn't put the enough Biden votes to counter it, so they had to stop the counting to catch up. That's very interesting. And that gives me a reason to think that these machines come from Canada, some of them, were they used in our elections? Well, the truth will be found out. But with this, I begin to see what God is doing. I watched as the globalists had a convention, as they brought out what they're going to do once Biden gets to be president. And what I heard in the 90s, I listened to a guy in the 90s already. These things I knew about. But I figured, the Lord is going to take us out before that happens. Now God is putting all of our feet to the fire to give us a taste of what is going to happen during the tribulation. The tribulation is coming. But one good thing about the tribulation, he will keep us from that hour of testing. We are now experiencing these things so that we can warn people. The tribulation, these things that we're experiencing now, they're going to come eventually. I believe God is going to bring a time of great harvest here on this earth before that happens. And we need to get ready for it, but we need to take to heart. It's time to take God serious. What I've been preaching for the last 30 years, yes, people said, it'll happen. Yeah, in the sweet by and by. But now we're closer than the sweet by and by. We're beginning to feel the heat. So we need to understand God is showing us. These things are for real. They are not just something that is written in the Word of God. Many people read the Word of God just like a storybook. They don't understand it's an instruction book. We need to take to heart that we are responsible for what's going on. I've heard the last couple of days the preachers here in Steinbeck tell us We need to comply with the government. Does that mean abortion too? Does that mean homosexuality? All the laws they're passing? That's what it'll come to. That's how Satan operates. Slowly, slowly he gets used to their ideas. Stand up for what the Bible teaches is true, not what the government tells you. Because they're lying, they have an agenda, and it's called one world government. It's called the globalists. How are they getting the governments involved? By offering and giving them millions and millions of dollars, which they one day will cast out into the streets like the Bible teaches us. So today I'm going to teach on an interesting subject on what will happen and how we should react to it. But before we get into it, let's ask the Lord for blessing. Heavenly Father, I thank you for your grace. I ask that you will open people's hearts to the signs of the times. This is just the drill for what's going to come in the future. We need to pay close attention to how governments operate. We need to pay close attention, O God, to how they manipulate the systems. So God, you will open our hearts and eyes so we can be a step ahead of them in the spiritual realm. I thank you, God, that you will open eyes. In Jesus' name, amen. In Matthew chapter 16 in verse 19, I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall bound in heaven. Whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Has that scripture been taken serious by the church? Yes, to some in some places with some certain individuals. But in most cases, no. Why? Because that's why we see the mess everything's in. They were passive. Some even say we have nothing to do with the government. We shouldn't be voting for the world system. We should just let God do whatever he thinks. No, God has made us the stewards of this world. And he has told us to be good stewards. And how many Christians stand in the gap today? How many prayer meetings are there in this land? Do Christians even take time out for prayer meetings? And if they do pray, what do they pray for? Do they know how to come and decree against the weather, evil weather? Do they know how to decree against evil governments? I remember there was this communist country that became communist. And the leaders of that country brought all the Christians together. We're going to allow you this and that and this and that, but let us show you how to do it. And all the pastors that were in the big room, they all agreed. Till one lady said to her husband, "Are you going to wipe the spit off Jesus' face?" And he said to her, "Do you want a husband? Not if Jesus has all that spit, I don't want one." And he gave his opinion and he spent the next 14 years in prison. So I want to ask the pastors of this community, how many of you have spat Jesus in the face in the last 3 months by just being passive, by just not saying nothing, by just standing where you are and hoping things will get better? Well, God has a good notebook where he keeps everybody's opinions, and there's a judgment seat of Christ. So be careful. The keys of heaven have been given to us to stop rogue governments and to implement good things, good laws. But if people are just going to lie down and say, whatever happens, it's the will of the Lord, then of course you're going to have Satan riding all over you and stepping all over you, because Satan knows the laws of God, and he knows that God has given this world to the human race, and it's the human race that have the authority to kick back against Satan. And if we will do it, God is going to back us up. I've noticed that when I've driven out demons. You don't have to be a Superman. All you have to voice what the word of God says. Cast out devils and they shall flee. And I've seen it happen. So take heart today. What we're seeing all over the world is going to come to pass. You will see the mighty hand of God bringing victory. But that victory will be for a short time. We're going to see the economy moving again. But it's for getting the kingdom of God here on earth so that people will see and hear the voice of God. Look how many people would succumb to the Antichrist if right now that one world government would take over. They would fall like peanuts, like flies. They would just give in. But God will send out his spirit upon all flesh. He will open people's eyes to the truth of what's going to happen. He's giving us a little taste so that people can make a choice who they want to serve. Listen to this. Now I beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, and by our gathering together unto you, that you be not soon shaken in mind or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter as from us, as the day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there come a falling away, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. The falling away can be interpreted, taken out of here. That's what many preachers do. But there's also a falling away in this sense. Many, many Christians have fallen away from knowing what the Bible teaches. They have fallen away. They have walked away from taking matters into their own hands through the power of God. They seem to think that the Bible is just a nice book to read, and it happened years ago, and now all we do is read it, nice little things in Sunday school, just to entertain the kids, to entertain people in church. This is a war book. This is the book that gives you the instruction how to fight the enemy. David used this book. He called upon God when he was in trouble. We know that all these old patriarchs of the Old Testament, took the instructions from God to defeat their enemy. And it's about time we, the church, start taking the instruction of God on how to defeat the enemy we're facing now. And a lot of our people, a lot of the governments that we have elected are siding with the enemy. It seems at first they're doing good, then somebody offers them something, or they have something on them, and they switch totally around. I know how it works. I watch the news all over the world. Sometimes I watch 3 or 4 screens to see what's going on in my Bible, and God reveals. Here's how it works. Are we ready for what's coming? We better stand in the gap. We better decree. Because God is about to do a mighty thing. But the question is, who will take it to heart? It says in 2 Thessalonians that this man will come, the son of perdition, whom opposes and exalts himself all that is above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he as God sits in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. So this guy is going to come along, and he will say, I am God. How many will fall for that? The Bible teaches us the world will take after him. And I can clearly see how that can happen now. Years ago, when I was studying these scriptures, I was wondering, how on earth could people be fooled into following a guy like that? Now I can see it very clearly. People simply don't have the guts to stand up to nothing. They sit at home. Hopefully everything's going to turn out all right. Yes, sometimes you go on Facebook, you see arguments back and forth. But you see people who are snowflakes, they have absolutely this passive idea that Jesus wants us to lay down and people walking all over us. That's not the Bible. That's not King David. That's not Joshua. They didn't lay down. They came and brought the fight to the enemy. And that's what we should do. We have a fight. It's not against flesh and blood. It's against principalities and powers and rulers of darkness in high places. But the problem is we're more interested. Anyways, we used to be more interested. Who wins the Grey Cup? Who wins the Stanley Cup? We're more interested in stuff like that than in what God has for us. Not really paying attention of the life and death struggle that we're in. It tells us in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 6, "And now you know what withholdeth, that he might be revealed in his time. For the mystery of iniquity does already work. Only he who now holds back will hold back until he is taken out of the way. Then shall the wicked one be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with his spirit, the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming." So this is what I like here. Why, this is why I know this globalist agenda cannot come to fruition. It'll be pushed back. We might get to see it getting closer and closer to where it seems impossible. But so it also happened with Hitler. I watched World War II movies till they came out of my ears, World War II documentaries, and I know exactly what time Hitler was starting to lose World War II. The rest of the world didn't know it, but Hitler knew. Did he give up? No, he didn't. He fought until there was nothing left. And this is what the enemy is going to do to us. They know they already lost the war. But are they going to give up? No. They're going to fight and fight until they're most of them put in prison. Watch this. You'll see it happen. Hitler shot himself. And I have a feeling many of those despots that are trying to bring in a one-world government are going to mysteriously die one of these days. It's going to happen in the very near future. It says the Antichrist, the wicked one, he will come. We're still here. We're holding back the evil. One of these days, we will be taken out. And then the evil will take over. This is why this system cannot come to fruition. Because we, the people of God, those who stand up, those who understand that they're put here to hold back the evil. They're holding it back until they're taken out of the way. The Antichrist cannot appear on the scene. So this is how the Bible teaches us these things, and we need to understand it. The reason people are so discouraged, the reason people are giving up hope, is because they do not understand Scripture. They don't understand the future. They have shunned the prophet and the apostle. They have made fun of him. They have been sarcastic of him. Now they're standing naked and confused and have no idea what's going to happen. Well, sorry. Get into your word. Get in tune with God and start seeing these things as they are. It says in 2 Thessalonians, "Even him," it's talking about the Antichrist, "whose coming is after the working of Satan with all powers and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivable of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved." People hate the truth. They hate the message of salvation. You can have a religious system as wide as this, a land is wide. Satan doesn't mind that. But once you start preaching Jesus and Jesus alone, that's when all hell breaks loose. I grew up in a religious system. I was okay. Everything was nice until I started preaching Jesus. That nice, calm, and beautiful place turned upside down overnight because the power of the Holy Spirit entered that place. And the Bible says, Jesus himself said, I didn't come to bring peace. I came to bring a sword. And let me tell you, I know how that feels. When you preach Jesus and Christ alone and the gospel, you're going to find opposition. But if you're going to lie down and follow the world system and be passive, you're not going to be much of a threat to Satan at all. You're on his side. He'll pat you on the back as you walk with him. Oh, yes, you may have accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior. And yes, God will forgive you. But one of these days, the judgment seat of Christ, you will be awarded. We all will be awarded according to how we operated. So this guy's going to die. This guy's going to be... The game is over already. It's like knowing the score of a football game and afterwards watching it. You know what the score is, and then you watch the whole thing play out. Then you begin to understand how they came to that score. This is what's happening to me. I already know the end. I know the score. But what I'm watching now, and it becomes boring, sometimes exciting, how it's playing out. And it becomes very exciting sometimes, but sometimes it takes too long. So this is how this works. I know already the end game. I know that Satan is going to be in the lake of fire. I know the Antichrist is going to be in the lake of fire. But we're going to watch it play out. As if we're watching a football game after we know what the score is. So this is why you should take heart. Get to know Jesus. He will know you let you know what the score is before the game is over. Hallelujah. That's the fun part of being in tune and in touch with God. You start to really understand the plan of the game. So this is how it's going to work. We need to stop, take a breath, and start seeking the face of God. But for those people who do not seek God, listen to this. For this cause, God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned, who believe not the truth, but have pleasure in unrighteousness. Has anybody ever thought how long the eternal lake of fire is? It's forever and ever. It doesn't stop after 25 years. The smoke of their torment shall arise forever and ever. And the Bible teaches us God is sending these people a strong delusion that they will believe a lie so that they all might be damned. And the reason is because they love not the truth. So we need to see that. Are we in that category? Do we love the truth? I want to know the truth because I love the truth. I want to know what God has in mind because I like to hear and see what God has in mind. But for those who do not care, look at the pronunciation of the damnation they're coming to. They all might be damned because they love not the truth. What a horrifying situation. But for us who know Jesus, listen to this. I'm going to close this out with a very nice scripture from Revelation chapter 3 and verse 10. Those who love Jesus, those who don't lay over and die and are passive, for those who are in the war, for those who have accepted Jesus as their Savior and know that he is their Savior, because it says, you have kept the word of my testings, my patience, it says, I will also keep you from the hour of temptations. I'll read that again. Because you have kept the word of my patience, you were patient. While all this worked out, I also will keep thee from the hour of testing. Are we being kept from this hour? No, we're right in it. Our feet are to the fire. So this is not the testing. This is not the time Jesus is talking about. We're just in a pre-run. We're basically doing a run before the real thing. It says, I will keep you from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth. So those who know Jesus, they will be kept from the real tribulation. This is not the tribulation. This is something to get ready for the tribulation so that we can escape it. This is something that God is showing us to let us know he means business. This was done on purpose so that the Christian will lift up his head and say, hey, we better start doing something about it. We need to step in and do our part so that when that time comes, we will be ready. When in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, the dead in Christ shall rise first, then we which are alive and remain shall be changed. And then we shall be caught up in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. There we shall always be with the Lord. And he says, comfort yourselves one another with these words. And let me tell you, when you see what's going on, we need comfort. How much more then? It's going to be much worse. And it's coming. It's in the Word of God. And we need to take this dry run serious. God means business. He wants us to understand that these things are true and they're going to come to pass. So open your heart to this. Study and make sure that you're in tune with God and become a blessing to yourself. Amen. Hallelujah.